Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we are going to get ready for 2024. And there's a lot to cover in this video. Right now, I am at a place that people just keep go to the wedge, go to the wedge, go to the wedge. They've called and written me and sent messages. And this is where you enter Newport Bay in the harbor right here. And you got Corona Del Mar on this side, you've got the wedge on this side. That is that ridiculous $36 million house that I covered last year. Just insanity. But it's just beautiful this morning, first thing in this morning. But we're going to cover how to get yourself ready for 2024. And for those of you that don't know what I do as far as consulting and as far as, I run medical conferences and help startups raise money. And I helped a guy raise, $7 million, in the last few months for his business. I consult with people and help them, get their companies in orders and their lives in orders and everything like that. But when it comes to goal setting and, getting ready, we have this definitive date every year with January. I'm telling you can do this on a Thursday. You can change your life overnight. It doesn't have to happen just because the calendar changes into a new year. It's convenient for all of us, and I do it myself, so I'm as guilty as anybody else of this. So I'm not going to act like I don't do this. But the problem with it is that we go out and we set these goals, and sometimes they're so big and we just don't live up to them. And it is very, very simple to do this. It's very, very simple to change your life. It's very, very simple to make more money. It's very, very simple to get your health in order and your body in shape. It's easier than you think it is because it just takes discipline. It's the one thing that people don't want to do right now. I'm sorry that I'm looking away from the camera, but I'm walking in the jetty and I really don't want to fall in. That would be a great way to end the year. But, we go out and we sit there and the most popular resolution is I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to go to the gym an hour a day and I'm going to go 7 days a week. No, you're not. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do anything like that. And the problem with it is if you go out and you set realistic goals and if you sit there and say, I'm going to work out half an hour, 3 days a week, when you worked out zero in 2023, what's a huge improvement? If you could do that the first month, that's a big deal. And that's the problem with this, is that people want to go out and, I'm going to ride my bike 25 miles a day. And then they do it and they have so much pain that they can't ride the bike the next day. And I have a friend of mine that's a mountain biker. That's why I reference that. But you have to set realistic goals. And if you start with, whether it's your finances or it's your health or it's transforming your body into, something better than the way it is right now and being overweight. You have weekly goals. Have something set up that's very, very simple and something you can accomplish between now and the end of the week. And I am a promoter. I'm not the organized guy. I hire organized people that make sure that my life flows good so I can be the artist that I am. I can write, I can do my videos, I can create, I can do all this stuff, but I'm not the guy who's organized, okay? And you have to be organized to do this. You have to step it up and go out of your comfort zone and be organized to change yourself and to transform yourself. It takes discipline. Hey, I'm just gonna crush it and I'm gonna go out and sell and I'm gonna go out and get myself in shape, and you won't do it. You have to have a plan. And the plan has to start with something very simple that you live up to. And if you make a list, which people like me don't like to do, but this works very, very well with me because I love coffee and my list is put right next to the coffee maker. And I read it and I'm like, okay, I didn't do number four yet. And I will make a list of things that are going to happen in the short term. Okay? Weekly goals, monthly goals. Okay? Quarterly goals and yearly goals. Well, I want to go to Tuscany this year. I want to travel. I'm going to go on two cruises. I want to do this. I want to do that. Great goals. But write them down, guys, and have a plan on how you're going to get there and how you're going to do this. Because if you do that, it's just going to make it easier. And then when you accomplish the goals, you just write it off the list. And again, I'm not organized, but a piece of tape and a post-it note, it does wonders. And it will make you look at it and, oh yeah, because you can kid yourself. You can tell the world, I'm going to go make $1 million. I'm going to do all this stuff. That's great. But don't lie to yourself. Do this for yourself in 2024. You know, I have people that ask me to consult for them and, you know, in various businesses. Okay. And the thing about this is that either people have a good work ethic or they have a bad work ethic. You know that. You know if you're a mess. You know if you're somebody that doesn't follow rules, if somebody that, you know, cuts out of work early and doesn't give, you know, 100% to everything. You have to sit there and not kid yourself. You have to lead by example. You have to have good people around you, and you have to be the best person that you can be. What can you do? Are you somebody trustworthy? Are you somebody that people would want to hire? Are you somebody that people would want as a friend or in a relationship or, you know, a parent, a spouse? Are you that person? You know if you are or not. Come on. You know what's funny is the waves here are zero at the wedge right now. For those of you that know, this is like a premier surfing spot. It's been all over the news. And this time of the day, early like this, dead. Just the waves aren't out here. And but the tide's kind of high and it comes up against the jetty. It's just beautiful out here. But there are no waves right now, so you don't get much of that. You know, as I date right now, my girlfriend passed away a year ago. And friends that, set people up and, you know, the things that I've experienced over the last year, you know, I want people, I don't want somebody independently wealthy. I want somebody independent. I want someone that's got their stuff together, and you can't fake that. You can't fake it with a guy like me that asks a million questions too. So ask yourself these questions, guys. You know if you're doing good in life. You know if you're leading by example. What kind of husband are you? What kind of wife are you? Seriously. You know, you philandering drunk, okay? Come on. You can transform your life and do anything. You can be anything in this world. 2024 is going to be a disastrous year financially for this country and for the world, for that matter. And what you're going to see is you're going to see more and more people that make a tremendous change in their life. And if money is your goal, this is going to be the best year ever to make money. It really will be, because of the chaos that's going to go on globally. People are going to need help with this. They're going to need help with businesses. And you're going to sit there and say, well, Dan, I sell pizza nobody wants to walk into my pizza shop. There's things you can do to fix that, guys, to make it so that you can go out and sell more of anything right now. Of anything. Like my friend, the mountain biker, you know, hey, I want to make more money in 2024. I want to, you know, I am concerned about the company I work for. I'm concerned about the industry. And well, what do you know? What are you good at? Okay. And I told him the crocheting story of the woman that sells crochet videos and books and makes $10,000 a month sitting in her house, retired. Okay. Well, okay. Well, he's the mountain biker. So, well, Dan, this is just so mundane. What you want me to do is, you know, how to buy a bike, everything about the bikes, all this stuff. And, oh, starting to do this, and he's getting an email list getting set up, and people are starting to follow him and understand, oh, this is kind of cool. This guy knows what he's talking about. But again, is that for me? No, I'm not a biker, guys. But as far as other people that want to do this, yeah, you want a guy that knows the difference of a $500 bike and a $10,000 bike, which is in lunacy as far as I'm concerned. And he and I laugh about this. Transform everything. Look at your friends, okay? Look at the example that they set. Are they a bunch of posers? Are they people that live with their mom and are given financial advice. Come on, okay? Deal with real people. Deal with professionals. Lead by example. You know, here's the thing, guys. When I got divorced, it was chaos. I lost everything in my life financially. Everything. All I wanted was my kids half the time, okay? And I had to move in with a friend. I literally lost everything. Lost my business, lost everything to fight this and to get this. And you know what? My kids are now adults, and my kids gravitate towards me, and my kids know that I am the best person that I could have been. And during that nonsense and the lies and everything that went through that stuff, it didn't faze me. Gosh, you were still a good dad. And they know it, and they're great adults as a result of that. But again, you can let things swallow you up. You can have an illness in somebody's life and have it just be complete chaos in your life. Or you can learn from that and move forward. You know, it's funny. Legal things happen, like in my life, and I'm like, oh, I got to call Lisa. You know, and she's not there. So she was a law professor. And you have to look at things for what they are, guys. You have to gravitate towards good people, okay? If you are in debt, you know you're in debt, okay? If you're living on the credit card, you're living irresponsibly, fix that now, because you're going to have a bigger problem when they cut those cards up. Oh, Dan, my FICO score is 830, and I have people that write me and tell me this. Okay, great, you're the one. You're the best one in the whole world, but what you have is the banks are in complete, utter chaos right now. They are going to close, and you're going to have a day when, oh, that idiot in California was right. The bank's shut down. We don't have access to our money right now. Have a emergency fund today. Get it set up. The problem with this, when people go out and they want to transform their life, they want to, you know, I'm gonna be in killer shape by Valentine's Day. It's not gonna happen, guys. It's not gonna happen. Care how good your bones are. Oh, I was handsome in high school. Great. You're not now. You're a fat old man. Fix it. One step at a time. One day at a time. Fix your business one day at a time. Here's the thing that I am a brilliant at, okay? I can walk into somebody else's company and I can make it so that they sell more without spending a dime more on advertising or anything else with the existing people, because it's a new perspective on this. But that's the thing. You don't need Dan. You can do this on your own, okay? If everybody sells and you squeeze more out of every client, and what I mean by that is not extracting more money, but appreciating them more and making them know that everything that they do, you appreciate, and that if you sell more, you will get more from your company. You can sell 20% more like that. And that 20% is the difference of staying open right now and flourishing than not flourishing. So I'm telling you guys, this year, the election year, this is gonna be just a mess. Is there anybody out there that thinks that this is gonna be remotely normal, okay? I had an idiot at Christmas Day, a relative, let's put it that way, who stepped forward and just said, you know, you're so wrong, the economy is brilliant. Everything is great, and I'm going to expand and open up a new business and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how old are you? You know? Okay. And first of all, he's mid-60s, okay, and is in bad health, okay? And I'm like, really? So what's the hours going to be like? Oh, it's going to be long for a little bit, but I'm good. I'm like, okay, good luck with that. Wow. Don't kid yourself, guys. One step at a time. Getting out of debt. When I was in debt, again, my brother, I owe him everything for this. I owe him for the channel, because when I went out and had my medical conferences, I'd carried credit card debt. Who cares? Everybody's got credit card debt. Everybody's got a car payment, right? Okay? No, they don't. I have no credit card debts. I have no car payment. It is a way to live. If I make $8 this week, guess what, guys? It's my $8, OK? okay? Got to pay the tax, man, but it's my $8. You know what I mean? People don't want to hear that. They don't want to live that lifestyle like that. And anything is difficult to do, okay? You want to transform your life? You want to make more money? It doesn't happen overnight. The problem with it is that there's every get-rich-quick thing that's out there. My friend that owns the foreclosure company is getting busier by the week. And again, you got to come in, help us, let's do this. And we want to scale this thing. Now, because of that industry right now, you have a lot of old timers that have done it. Now, my friend's dad, you know, did this. And my friend's dad is 85 years old. He's not in the business. He's totally retired now. But the point is that they've seen ebbs and flows for real estate. And it's about to go like this, guys. And why is that? Why is it that real estate is going to take a turn? You're wrong, Dan. The banks are getting ready for this. The banks have let people live for some of them, almost 4 years without making a house payment. Imagine that. And let them just kept doing story time and working it out. Insane, guys. It's chaos. Get a plan right now. It's very simple, guys. You can really transform yourself and do absolutely anything that you want to do with your life, okay? Think about this. I was a screenwriter, okay? That's what I always wanted to be, was a screenwriter. And when my kids were very young, I couldn't do it anymore because the money was so inconsistent. And they had this problem with eating all the time. I just couldn't stop it, okay? So I had to do other things to make ends meet. This channel makes it so that I can do the reality show. Okay? There's going to be the reality TV this year. There's going to be books. There's going to be events. There's going to be conferences. All this cool stuff that we're going to do in 2024 because of this. Okay? And, you know, if I did this 5 years ago and said, I'm going to do everything at the same time, it never would have worked. Okay? It takes discipline to do this stuff. I have so many friends that have changed their lives over the last year, because a year ago when Lisa passed, it was, wow, you know, you've really transformed everything, and I'm going to take your lead, Dan, and I'm going to change my life. And I have so many friends that have done that, have better jobs, better health, you know, everything, better relationships, and are living better lives right now. And that's what you need to do, guys. You guys need to work on that yourself right now, you know? So, getting away from the wedge. I get a kick out of this one because this house at the end of the wedge, now there's nobody out here this morning, but for $36 million, you know what I could do with $36 million? It wouldn't be living here with all the surfers and everybody and some idiot with a camera. It'd be much better. One step at a time, guys. You know, Dan Pena is a guy that is known as $100 million man, okay? I love Dan Pena's advice because it's no nonsense. He's a guy that yells and look him up, but his main thing is, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. He uses a lot of profanity, guys. So I'm telling you, I'm warning you if that offends you. And I am telling you right now that I don't care what you do. If you have a charity and you want to raise more money, reach out to more companies. Money's just not going to fall from the sky. You have to work on this just like anything else. And is it going to be more difficult to raise money for charities right now? Yes. Because people have less money, but you know what? There still are wealthy people that want to help the less fortunate. So you can do that. Your health, one step at a time. Don't play games with it. If you have a major illness, go out and make sure you're on the right path. Eat right. Don't eat crap. If you have cancer, don't eat sugar, okay? And stay away from things. My girlfriend And it's a lot of people go, what does that mean? Was a complete success story. Because when she had her cancer recurrence in 2015, they gave her 2 weeks to live, guys. It's 2015. And she lived such a complete life. She ran a business and she had friends. She had me. She had my kids. And she set an example for the whole world. Okay? And that's what you need to do. And I'm telling you this right now, that you can do anything. This is going to be such an amazing year for people. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's not just the money. Everybody sits there and goes, it's always the money. And the problem with this, think about this. When you have startups that come in and they, hey, Dan, we want to present at your conference and get in front of the investors. We need to raise money. And as you start to look around at these companies, you have companies that have already been open and are selling merchandise. Maybe they don't need any money. Maybe they need a sales force. Maybe they need proper manufacturing, proper distribution, regulatory help with the FDA so that they can get their products in front of the doctors. Maybe they need things like that. And as you start asking questions, the money will come in. Does that make sense? So fix your life, guys. The money will come in. And that the money can be your health, but I'm telling you, don't date losers. Don't do anything in excess, drugs, alcohol, things like that. Fix your life and clean it up. You know if you're doing this stuff, okay? It's never too late to be a good parent. It's never too late to be a good brother or sister. Lead by example, guys. Check in on people. Set an example. You know, do I have all the answers? Of course not, okay? But I work 24/7, guys. I'm working all the time. And I'm constantly trying to better my life and be a good example to my children and to my friends and people that I care about. And that's you guys, too. So you have to fix yourself. But this, I'm telling you this right now, with chaos comes opportunity. And the opportunity to get yourself a better life is right there, guys. So please, take 2024, set it up. Don't, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make $40 million. I hope you do all that. I hope I don't get hit by a wave as I get out of here. Okay? One step at a time. Simple goals. I know it's a little different video than normal, but everything that you want to do in your life is there. It's all available. It's all right there. Everything. What do you want out of life? Do you want to travel? You can do that. I can't afford it, Dan. You can if you go out and you structure your life differently and you make a little extra money and you give up things that you shouldn't be spending money on. Oh, okay. I don't care who you are and I don't care how much money you have. I'm going to leave you with this. Make sure you have an emergency fund, guys, right now. Make sure you have money out of the bank. You know, I love gold and silver and all the metals and things like that. And do yourself a favor. If you guys ever buy physical metals and you have it in your possession, just out of curiosity, do yourself this. You'll sleep better. Where can I sell this? And in your neighborhood, hey, if I brought this 1 ounce of gold to you, what would you give me for it? And find a place that will transact in that is reputable, okay? Don't sell it. Okay, I wouldn't sell it right now because I think it's going to shoot through the roof, personally. But know where you can get rid of things and where you can get green cash, okay? Onward and upward, guys. My email address is hello@iallegedly.com. And I want to thank you guys for an amazing 2023. It has, there's always challenges. And, you know, you have to lead by example. You know this. Are you trustworthy? Are you somebody that would be a good friend? Are you someone that's a good father, a good son, a good anything? Good wife, okay? Are you? You know that, okay? Step it up, okay? Step it up. Okay? I'll see you guys real soon.